This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Three major parties agree to forward process to appoint Chief Justice. Education Ministry request to run student enrollment campaign within May 30. And 11 people die of heat stroke at Indian Awards event. Now the news in detail. An understanding has been raised among top leaders of three political parties and the Speaker to recommend the name to the vacant post of Chief Justice of the Supreme Court from a meeting of the Constitutional Council. Nepali Congress leader Ramesh Lekhak said the post has remained vacant since long. An agreement to this effect was reached among Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Centre Chair Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda, former Prime Minister and CPNUML Chair KP Sharma Oli, former Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sir Bahadur Deuba and Speaker Devraj Khimire in the meeting. He said discussion was also held on the issue of taking ahead the bills to amend the Truth and Reconciliation Commission Act and the Commission of Investigation on the Enforced Disappeared Persons Act 2071 Vikram Sambat and Constitutional Council Act 2066 Vikram Sambat in the meeting. Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has called on local levels and schools to launch a campaign in order to complete school-level student enrollment campaign within May 30 for the academic session 2018 Vikram Sambat. The Center for Education and Human Resources Development under the ministry has already sent a circular to run the student enrollment campaign for academic session 2018 Vikram Sambat under the theme Timely Enrollment, Timely Education, Quality Education Campaign of All. Ministry spokesperson Deepak Sharma said Janak Education Material Center and private organization selected for printing textbooks have been urged to provide textbooks free of cost to students of all community schools in the beginning of the academic session. Air pollution has been increasing all over the country, including Kathmandu Valley, for the past few days due to wildfires. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has informed that the pollution will remain stable for a few more days. According to the division, the air pollution is high because there has been no rain in some parts of the country for a long time and there have been wildfires in many places. The division has urged people to take precautions to avoid pollution and as air pollution is increasing, avoid going outside as much as possible and use masks and glasses. Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP Chair Ravi Lamichhani's driver has been found injured. He was allegedly injured after falling from a roof of the house where Lamichhani resides at Bharatpur Metropolis 11. According to District Police Office Chitwan, Dil Bahadur Thapa Akka Sambu from Barabisi Municipality 3 in Sindhupalchuk allegedly fell from the house roof at 4 a.m. today. He is being treated at the College of Medical Sciences Teaching Hospital, Bharatpur. Further investigation into the case is underway. Fire that broke out in different areas of Magdi since 14th of April has ravaged 70 hectares of forest area. The massive fire that caught the Gazure Community Forest of Beni Municipality 3 Bakmali of the district since Sunday afternoon has not come under control till this morning. Likewise, the District Forest Division Office Magdi said the fire broke out at Salliri and Orthunge Community Forest of Beni 2 Jamurkot since last Friday has come under control. The forest fire has reached human settlements including Hallegaunda, Poldhara and Saldena. Beni Municipality 3 Ward Chair Padma Poon said the forest fire, which came under control on Sunday afternoon, had gone out of the control since the same day evening. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. 11 people have died from the heat stroke, while many others have been admitted to hospital after attending an awards ceremony in India's Maharashtra state. The government-sponsored event took place in an open ground under a blazing sun and lasted for several hours. Thousands of people attended Sunday's event, which was held to felicitate a prominent social activist. Many people complained of dehydration and other heat-related ailments after attending the function. It was attended by top politicians, including India's Home Minister Amit Shah and leaders from the state's governing Bharatiya Janata Party. India recorded its hottest February since 1901 this year, and the country's weather department has also forecasted an enhanced probability of heat waves between March and May. At least 4 people have been killed in a mass shooting at a 16th birthday party in the U.S. state of Alabama. 28 people were injured, some critically, after shots were fired at the Mahogany Masterpiece Dance Studio in the city of Deadville on Saturday. President Joe Biden renewed his calls for tougher gun laws after the incident. This shooting takes the U.S. to a grim milestone of more than 160 mass shootings, in which 4 people or more people are shot so far this year, according to Gun Violence Archive. Next to no details have emerged about how the shooting was brought to an end or whether a suspect has themselves died or is in custody. Fierce clashes have been reported across Sudan as fighting between rival armed factions continues to spread. Violence between the army and a paramilitary group called the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, continued overnight into its third day. Nearly 100 people have been killed, a doctors' union said, and one estimate put the number of injured at 1,100. Both sides claim to control key sites in the capital Khartoum, where residents shelter from explosions. Earlier on Sunday, they held a temporary ceasefire to allow the wounded to be evacuated, although it was not clear how strictly they stuck to it. Doctors warned that the situation at hospitals in Khartoum is extremely difficult and that the fighting was stopping both staff and medical supplies from reaching injured people. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudupasim province, and at one or two places of hilly regions of rest of the country. Similarly, the division has forecast tonight the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Three major parties agree to forward process to appoint Chief Justice. Education Ministry request to run student enrollment campaign within May 30. And 11 people die of heat stroke at Indian Award event. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.